You can see why we worked really hard to get these guys here today. Praise the Lord for the stories, the realness. There's so many people just in this community alone that are continuing to run their lives like these guys ran their lives. This story is so repetitive. And this is why we thought through this and say, what can we do to simply raise the visibility? I don't know any other life-changing program that I've heard about. Is every guy leaving there a complete success story? Only God knows. But God knows the work that you've heard today that's done in these guys' lives. In the body of Christ, the way that God has designed the church is that we would encourage one another. That's what the scripture says, that encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, lest any one of you be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That is so possible for any of us. We don't realize how our own life is so subject to the same old stuff. Just because we ask Christ to save us, we need an ongoing, continual presence of the Holy Spirit through the power of the Word of God in our lives. I just want to thank the Lord for what God is doing for you guys this morning. Okay, we'll do that at the end. Yep. Oh yeah, we got more to cover, and we got till 12 o'clock because that's when lunch is served. So, you know, I give about a 40-minute message every Sunday, so I'll keep it about 38 minutes. I'll get you out a little early, all right? No, seriously, I hope I'm not going to go that long. Have you ever put your name in a drawing, say in a store, for the prize? You know, it's like, okay, I'll just take a chance here. And 2 to 3 weeks later, they call you. This David? Yeah, speaking. Hi, David, this is Joe from Harbor Freight. Now, don't go tell Joe that I told you to come. There is no drawing over at Harbor Freight. But say if this happened, okay? He says, yeah, Dave, your name got picked, and we got the $50 gift card for you. I've never won anything in my life, right? They picked me. They picked me. You guys know that feeling of being picked. Sometimes when you're a kid and somebody, they want you on the team, right? That feeling of, wow, they picked me. What's with me? But then if you don't get picked, it's like the shame factor kind of sets in. And we've all been there. But it feels good to be picked, doesn't it? It feels good to be picked. There's no greater picking than what God does. He picks our feet out of the miry clay and he sets us on a solid rock, as we're talking about. And then our growth and our knowledge in that continuously. And we need the presence of the Holy Spirit to help you. Do you know and do you believe that God has picked you out to receive his gift? Can you honestly say, everyone in this room this morning, do you know that God has picked you out to receive his gift? He is the God, he's the one who picks, he's the one who offers, and he's saying, I have a gift for you that has to be received. And when it comes to receiving new life that God offers, this is one of the most signature Bible verses that I love. I put one of them on the front of the bulletin. There's a few more after that, and I believe, Chris, we have these up on the screen. Do we have 2 Corinthians 5:17? Okay, the scripture says, the apostle wrote, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, amen. It gets better. Now, all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he's committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. A word here for pleading could be begging. He's begging. He's begging you to be reconciled if you're not reconciled to him today. And this is how he did it. For he made him, speaking of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's now risen, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That is the greatest exchange available to man. That message continues until Jesus comes. We want to get everybody ready, because as I was talking to Steve yesterday, I truly believe in this day of opiate addiction, a legalization of pot, and when the tribulation period unfolds on planet Earth that the Bible says will happen, you will see a rise in drug addiction like never before, because reality is sometimes just hard to face. Never mind the realities of a tribulation period. It's going to be super difficult, I believe, to actually submit yourself to Christ in the tribulation, although many people will come to Christ, but they're likely going to have to give up their life for that very purpose. We really have it easy today. The way it is, the way we live, we still live in a relatively free society, as messed up as we can see this world has become and the problems that are here. I still thank God every day for living in this country. It's awesome that we get to actually have church here, right? We have so many blessings, just that I mean, you've seen the numbers. The economy's out of the roof, and everybody can get employed if they want employment. I mean, there's great reasons to have hope in these days. But the greatest hope of all, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. On the back of your bulletin, if you have one, this idea that this scripture, I believe, clarifies that I've been washed. It's done. I stand completely forgiven because of what Christ has done. I'm a witness, and I can say that did happen in me. That's I've witnessed. Anybody ever witnessed to a crime, or they witnessed something? You saw it happen. Can't deny it. You saw it happen. You know what God has done in your life if you have received Christ. And then, in light of this scripture, I can win souls. I actually have the privilege of being an ambassador, and I should look at this, that this is my delight, more than just my duty, but this is my delight. And that's why I think some of these guys, they've heard, they've shared how Teen Challenge was really an ambassador of hope to them. And that's why these guys came into the program. The scripture says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Anybody ever spend time on the 4th of July or the 3rd of July on the beach? What are they doing? What do you go to the beach for on the 3rd and the 4th of July? Fireworks. All right. By the end of that evening, there is debris everywhere. You just watch some guy blow up his entire life savings, right? There's only a few of them around, but they buy about $10,000 worth of fireworks so that you can enjoy it, right? I've been there. I'm like, my goodness, that guy must have spent a ton of money on that thing. But you see the shells, you see the debris, you see the fires. I mean, if you go down to where we live in Sagamore Beach, you can actually see sort of this pathway of little fires all along the beach, all along. And they just keep going, and fireworks and fireworks. You watch this show over here, you turn your face. It's like panoramic view. It's like a crazy, you know? And then, like, if you only live right down the street, it's nice because you're not facing crowds. But imagine this. A storm is out in that ocean, a strong ocean storm. It's only hours away. And as you remember leaving and you saw these little fires, these fire pits, rocks, you know, some kid's toys, a jacket, you know, things that just get left behind. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's all this stuff. It's just, it's there. It's firework shells. But as that storm's brewing, those waves are kicking up, right? And it starts to, as it approaches the shoreline, and as we talk about beach erosion, it starts to basically recycle that shoreline. It recycles it in such a way that the following day when you come down and you see those waves roaring, they're just roaring, they're cranking up. It's like, this is like ferocious power. It's like, oh my goodness. Have you guys ever watched like a storm surge? It's crazy. It's like powerful. And then you come away from that and you come back, say, the next day, and everything is different. There's not one single firework. All that sand has been changed. Even rocks that might have been there have been moved. And that, I believe, gives a picture of reconciliation. It is a completely different territory that God provides us to know that happened for us through Jesus Christ. That's why the scripture says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The fireworks, all that stuff that maybe held us back or continues to want to hold us back, God sees that a transfer has occurred to our account. Do you realize that everything in Jesus Christ you and I need, everything that he has, I need. I need his life. I need the covering of his blood. I need his forgiveness. I need his power. And if I allow myself and understand what Christ did for me, I become a new creation. This is the power of reconciliation. Do you guys, I know your stories. I understand the idea that it's hard sometimes to forgive yourself. It's hard. Like you've done this thing 50,000 times and you say, I'm the same old person. That same old person still wants to run my life. Well, that's called the old nature. Do you realize that God, the power of the cross is so powerful because when Jesus Christ dies on that cross, guess what he takes with him? Your sin nature. He nails it. It's the payment that that thing deserved. Christ takes that with him on that cross, and it's called paid in full. Paid in full. Even the stuff you haven't even done wrong yet, it's already paid in full. That's what it means to be a new creation. You have to, and I have to remember how powerful these truths are. It's so powerful that God wants to work in our lives. That's why you guys are a picture of what God is doing. And we want more people to know this freedom. We want more people. Jesus says it this way, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life." You think about the entire Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a full witness in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God in human flesh. He comes in and he makes this amazing promise. If you want to pass from death to life, the only thing that we have to do, whether we weep 1,000 tears or not, is that when you think about what Christ did for you, you apply that perfect payment to your life. You're a new creation in God's eyes. That's how God changes. He changes us. He moves our address from earth to heaven. You become a citizen of heaven. You're a citizen. That's why Paul could use such words here as that we are ambassadors. Where are ambassadors sent to? They're sent to foreign lands. You are, as a Christian, you are a foreigner now in this world. The Bible says, or the hymn says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through, right? I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The stuff that these guys talk about, it's like, I don't want anything going in my body that's going to cause me to be messed up. I've lived that lie. I've lived under that dominion. I've lived under that control. I don't want to be satisfied by anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what it means to be a new creation. Have you received new life today? Have you taken this to heart? I know many of you guys, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but I don't know everybody here. And I mean, you guys, I know I am preaching to the choir, okay? You guys, I love you. But seriously, you know, Billy Graham says, come to Christ. Billy used to say that, come to Christ, you come to Christ. But guess what? You got to come. You just can't let somebody else do this for you. You have to come. It doesn't matter how religious we are. We might think we're good. You know, we've got the good factor going. You know, I'm not as bad as them. I mean, come on. Like, we're just driven by this comparison deal. And God wants us to see it differently. Every person in this room needs to be completely and totally forgiven, and a full payment already sits ready for you to receive. God has reconciled himself to us in that way. Do you realize that God's holiness and his mercy are working together? His holiness never will allow any filthy thing in his presence. But guess what? He loves sinners. God loves his enemies. He loves his enemies. The Bible says that while we were enemies, while we were yet still enemies, Christ died for us. Even before you guys showed up on planet Earth, there already was there a perfect and full payment waiting to be received. You come out of the womb and you need forgiveness, okay? Just saying, that's just the way it is. We're born into this world with sin, and sin can only be dealt with from a forgiveness standpoint this side of heaven. That's just the way God designed it, and he wants every person to know him. God loves so much. You want to see a perfect picture of God's love? Look at that cross. We've been talking about this. That's why we normally observe communion. We'll be doing that in a couple weeks. But that's why we remember when we take the Lord's table together. It's because we remember the blood that was poured out for us, his body that was broken for us, and Jesus Christ, thrice holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he did that for us so that we would know him. This is what it means to be reconciled to God. Have you been reconciled to him today? I know that these guys will want to talk to you. We are getting close to lunch, aren't we? Okay. We've got a few more minutes here. You know, I was just, it impressed me so much in my study of this word reconciliation. Five times, just five times in these five verses, just if you take a look at just three of those verses, Paul uses the term reconciled, reconciling, reconciliation five different times. Do you think God wants you to get something? If he has to tell you this happened five times, he is trying to get our attention. This is why you have a privileged ambassador role as a believer in him. You can take this glorious message everywhere you go, that Christ died for you and you have hope. He will never leave you nor forsake you. See, sin blinds us. That's what happens to our lives. We get blinded by it and we can't see our way out. It gets so dark in there. And then just the way God designed our psychology, our physiology, the emotions, the range of just our design, once that thing gets messed up with in its wiring through trying to escape reality, whether it be through drugs or alcohol or any other thing, that's not just the only thing. People try to find love in all. Remember the song, I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, right? Yeah. I like that song, but anyway. But this is like the country boy in me, which, anyway. But that's true. I mean, some of these classic songs that we've heard, these classic, like, wonderful songs we grew up with. And I was a 70s kid, so I kind of knew. Like, I just have 70s tunes. My daughter hates them. She's like, Dad, what happened in the 80s? The music was nasty. I'm like, no, it wasn't, you know. But anyway. So in this idea of reconciliation, is that it's restoring to God's favor and kindness. If God be for us, I think somebody might have said it, if God be for us, who can be against us? God wants to bring us to this idea of in total understanding of his divine favor. And all as he's asking you to do is come and pick up the gift. Come over and pick up the gift. How does a person pick up the gift? By faith they receive Christ. They just simply say, I'm ready. Lord, I pick up the gift that you have for me. I understand that it's your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for me, who did not deserve to be put on that cross, who shed a perfect payment on that cross. And you say, all I have to do is say, for me, this is my gift. The Bible says when a person says that and understands that Christ died for them, died for their sin, died for their filth, died for the stuff that we've heard about today, he died for our complete neglect for God. I mean, no one has to teach us to, all we like sheep have gone astray, right? It's like you come into a life and it's like no one has to teach you how to do wrong. It just kind of wired in you. It's like, that looks fun, okay? And then those things they will lead to other things and then the other things and they explode. And welcome to the world of Satan, who completely likes to take something that looks kind of good and then entice it and just utterly destroy you. Get a foothold in your life and rip it wide open and laugh at you and say, I got you. I got you. And I'm actually trying to keep you from spending the eternity with Jesus. Because in him, we know all things are good. And if we don't make that choice, we can suffer in eternal condemnation. We could suffer forever without God. And God would say, why did you do that? You chose not to let me wash you completely and make you a new creation. This is the power of the message that we have today. You guys have heard the power that these guys have talked about. We need to pray for these guys. Welcome to planet Earth, guys, right? It's still going to be rough out there. You're still going to encounter stuff that you're going to go back into your world and you're going to go back into those things. And you need prayer. You need the brotherhood. All of us do. We're not alone in this deal. The pastor still is a guy that needs to be completely in prayer and say, God, I want so much more for my own life that I'd be an effective minister for you. Amen. You know what a minister is? It's somebody who does a job representing the boss really well. Representing, you're an ambassador. You're representing you've taken your orders seriously and you can execute those with divine pleasure and divine power. God has given us, the scripture says, everything that we need for life and godliness including how you carry your life for him. Paul carries the same thing, in the same theme in the book of Romans chapter 5. We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, says the proverb writer, and he who wins souls is wise. One of the things that I think we think is that we have all this time. You guys, I know these guys especially have watched friends, loved ones, guys that they started life with, and those guys aren't on planet Earth anymore. Only God truly knows the condition of anyone's heart. You know, I always say, if when I do someone's funeral, I don't know. If they breathed a simple, "Jesus, I trust you. I believe you died for me," at any point of their life, I have the confidence that God makes good on that promise, 100%. The problem is, don't be surprised if we don't live like a believer, that people will say, huh, I didn't really see much difference in them. And that's why when the scripture says to let your light so shine among men, where they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, it's like they're getting a glimpse. Wow, we've seen some good stuff here. I think that's why people are finding this place to come in and worship, because we're trying to show them the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, the Christ who loves them and wants to have eternal life. That's my prayer today for this whole congregation, for my own life, that we would take our ambassadorship seriously, with great joy, with great delight, and see that as we are walking in the power of God's Holy Spirit, that we'd be able to carry out and be effective ministers in the days to come. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity for you guys beyond Teen Challenge, beyond here, through studying the Word of God, coming alongside somebody else who's weak, being the friend that sticks closer than a brother, being Jesus to somebody else. It's amazing how God wants to use us. You realize, and guess what's going to happen? There's going to be this awesome reward ceremony. It's called the Judgment Seat of Christ. If you're at the Judgment Seat of Christ, it's because you trusted Christ now. But when you stand here, Christ wants to pour out rewards for every one of us. He sees that. God sees our faithfulness, or he sees the lack thereof. He sees when we're doubting, and what do we do with that doubt? What do we do? Do we tank? Do we go back to our old ways? Do we just grab the clicker and start clicking around channels and then start watching stuff we shouldn't be watching and all that stuff? See, that's how Satan works. This is a battlefield, and I'm just going to pray that God will keep his hand on you guys. If God be for you, who could be against you? Don't ever forget that. This church is a place that we want people to know the Word of God so well that anything that happens outside of these doors is like, you know what? I know the real story, and I'm sticking to it. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have to be together today, to fellowship together, to recognize, Lord, in this day and age where it just seems like just lives are dropping and people are caving into the pressures of this world system, Lord. But we're ambassadors. We've been sent from God himself because he's reconciled us. We have this powerful truth that the Bible says that we have been reconciled to Christ. And so, Lord, I do pray this morning for each of these brothers here from Teen Challenge. Father, I pray you'll just allow their life and their walk and whatever was in their life, the should've, the could've, the would've, has already been dealt with in full at the cross. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Every eye closed, every head bow. If you're in need of just simple prayer this morning, to lay hold of this for your own life, please raise your hand right now. No one looking around. Anybody here this morning? Thank you. Praise God for you. Praise God for those lifted hands. Thank you, Lord, for the willingness of a hand that says, "Count me in. Count me in. I'm a candidate for this amazing grace. I'm a candidate for ongoing power and presence by God that he promises to give me. Thank you, Lord, that there's nothing that is in our lives this morning that we could say, I've got a good one not to keep coming to God. No, the cross is full proof that every person can see what God did for them out of complete love and Jesus obedience to the Father to satisfy just the wrath of God being poured out on God's dear Son, so that you and I today could enjoy these moments of complete and total forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. How we love you, how we adore you. We just thank you. We just pray that our worship, our attitude of praise and gratitude would just keep flowing. That when we can look in the mirror and say, that's a new creation. Look at that guy. Look at that woman. That's a new creation. Under the authority of the Bible, God says that if any person be in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Lord, I pray for anyone in this room who's never received new life in Jesus Christ. If you've never received new life in Jesus Christ and you want to do that today, just slip up your hand. I'd love to pray with you this morning. Anybody here this morning who says, that's me, I don't have this, I want it, and I don't want to leave here unless I know I have everlasting life. Anyone this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I pray for the soul who says, I want to make sure this is done. I want to make sure that I have everlasting life. Father, I just pray now that you'd just speak to that heart, that that person would pray a prayer like this. Dear Heavenly Father, I realize that Jesus Christ died for me. I realize that he paid for my sin in full on that cross. And Father, I thank you that he's paid for it in full, that he's removing it from me, that I stand blameless in your sight because of what Jesus Christ did for me. I thank you, Lord, for that. I pray that that prayer would just be heartfelt and simple and say, this is the day of my new life here on May 5th, 2019. Lord, I love you and thank you again for these men. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.